Time to heal, rapper YG's Fuck Donald Trump soars to number one after election. By Hannah Blow on November 9, 2020. California rapper YG's anti-Trump anthem FDT, Fuck Donald Trump, skyrocketed on iTunes post-election after several establishment media outlets declared Joe Biden, D, the winner of the contested presidential election. FDT re-emerged on Saturday, shortly taking the status as the most played song on iTunes. According to Billboard, people downloaded the anti-Trump anthem 3,000 times. According to initial sales reports to Nielsen Music/MRC data, a 740% gain over the song's sales count on November 6. Per Billboard, the sales boosts of FDT actually began on November 3. The day of the presidential election, the results of which were drawn out over multiple days due to the closeness of the vote tallies between Biden and President Donald Trump in a variety of states. In the 4 days preceding November 7, November 3 to 6, the song scored 2,000 downloads, up 233% from the previous four-day period, October 30 to November 2. The death threat-laced song, which features the late Nipsey Hussle, compares Trump to Adolf Hitler and includes the following lyrics. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. I got a question. How'd he make it this far? How the fuck did it begin? A Trump rally sounds like Hitler in Berlin. Or KKK shit, now I'm going in. I'm just saying what's real, I don't give a fuck who I offend. Cause it's gotta be said, it's gotta be said. It's off the top like the toupee on Donald Trump's head. This man's not peaceful, racism's evil. This man hates Muslims, that's a billion fucking people. If truth be told, Donald is a terrorist. The explicit nature of the song prompted Secret Service to launch an investigation following its release in 2016. Secret Service hollering at the label, YG complained at the time. They asked to see the lyrics on my album to see if I'm talking about Trump on my album. Because if I'm talking about him on my album, they're going to try and take it off the shelves. The rapper suggested that the song was part of a greater effort to motivate the young people to vote. Following the media's announcement, The Voice host John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen shared a video of themselves dancing to the graphic anthem. Notably, the election news also thrust Miley Cyrus's 2009 hit Party in USA into the spotlight, reclaiming its status on US iTunes top 200 list. Now this is a party in the USA. At Joe Biden at Kamala Harris, the anti-Trump actress singer wrote alongside a celebratory video featuring Biden, Harris, and her hit song.